Baba Yaga, written by Tony Bradman, illustrated by Anais Goldenberg. Once upon a time, there was a little Russian girl called Natasha. Her mother had died when she was a baby, but she and her father were very happy. Until he got married again, that is. Natasha was sweet, kind, and clever, yet her father's new wife hated her and was horrible when he wasn't around. One day her stepmother told Natasha he had a special job for her to do.
I need to borrow a needle and thread from my sister,
said the stepmother with a wicked grin.
Off you go now. She lives deep in the forest and her name is Baba Yaga.
Natasha's heart sank. She knew her stepmother was up to something. Natasha didn't like the sound of this sister. She had heard some people say that Baba Yaga was an evil witch. Natasha tried hard to get out of it, but her stepmother said she had to go. So Natasha sighed, tied up some scraps of food in an old napkin to keep her going, and headed towards the dark wood.
I have a bad feeling about this,
she muttered as she walked along. She walked across the fields and into the forest and came at last to a clearing. There she saw the strangest sight, a hut standing on giant chicken legs. Natasha opened the gate and it squeaked almost as if it was in pain.
Why, you poor old thing,
she said, and gave it some oil from a can she found nearby. Next, a big scary dog growled at her. She calmed him down with some food from her napkin and some kind words. Then Baba Yaga herself appeared. She had burning red eyes and teeth made of iron. Natasha gulped.
Please, Baba Yaga,
she said.
Your sister wants to borrow a needle and thread. Is that so?
Said the witch. She licked her thin lips and looked at Natasha up and down.
Well, you'd better come in and wait in my hut while I find them, my dear.
Baba Yaga whistled, and the hut came running over. Natasha climbed up nervously and stood in the gloom. The only light came from a big iron stove in the corner.
Make yourself at home,
said Baba Yaga with a wicked smile.
I'll be back in a moment. It's getting late. Perhaps you'd like to stay for dinner.
The witch didn't wait for an answer and hurried off. Natasha peeped out. She saw Baba Yaga wasn't looking for a needle and thread, but she was fetching wood for the stove.
You do realize you're the only item on the menu, don't you?
Hissed a soft voice behind Natasha.
Baba Yaga just loves to eat sweet little girls.
Natasha turned around. A terribly thin black cat came out of the shadows.
Well, I knew she wasn't very nice,
said Natasha with a frown.
And I can see she doesn't feed you much either. Here, have my last few scraps of food.
What a kind girl you are,
said the cat, surprised.
You know, I might be able to help you. Take these and run for your life,
said the cat. He gave her a towel, a comb, and a small stone.
Throw each one behind you when Baba Yaga gets close.
Natasha thanked the cat and quietly jumped down from the hut. The dog saw her go, but didn't bark, and the gate opened and closed without a squeak. The witch was very cross indeed when she found out her dinner had run off.
You should have warned me,
she yelled at the cat, the dog, and the gate.
Why?
Said the cat.
She was nice to us, and you've always been horrid.
Baba Yaga scowled and stamped her foot. Then she hurried off after Natasha. Natasha ran down the forest path as fast as she could. Soon she noticed all the little forest creatures overtaking her. Baba Yaga wasn't far behind.
You might as well give up now,
yelled the witch.
You won't get away.
Natasha kept running, but Baba Yaga was on the point of catching her. Suddenly, Natasha remembered the thing she was carrying and the wise words of the cat. She threw the towel behind her. It turned into a raging river between her and the witch.
Bother!
Shouted Baba Yaga, shaking her fist.
You!
Thought Natasha. But Baba Yaga simply drank the river, and Natasha ran off once more. She shot out the forest and headed across the fields. Baba Yaga closing in behind her. Natasha threw the comb over her shoulder, and it turned into another forest.
Bother!
Screamed Baba Yaga, shaking her fists. Before Natasha could even think,
phew!
The witch started chewing a path through the trees. Baba Yaga kept on coming, and Natasha knew she only had one chance left. The witch was almost on top of her when she threw the small stone. And this time, Baba Yaga was beaten. The stone turned into a mountain.
Serves you right,
said Natasha with a smile. Then she headed for home. Her stepmother was very surprised to see her. Natasha told her father all about what had happened and how her stepmother had planned it all along. He was cross. He told his wife to pack her bags and get out of their lives forever.
Good riddance to bad rubbish,
he said. Natasha smiled. She had to agree.